A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good morning. How are you, Jerrica?
Well, I've got a bit of a tummy upset this morning.
You've always had a sensitive tum.
I've got a very sensitive tum. I've got this IBS, nuisance IBS thing.
So I may need to run from the studio. Right. Hopefully not. I've taken some... Anyway, I won't bore you with that.
I'm the other way. I only, as I think we've talked about, I only go once every couple of weeks, so...
Anyway, that's a blessing, isn't it?
It can be. I mean, it's super if you're on holiday,
yes,
or you know, on a sexy, wanting a sexy weekend away or whatever. Yeah. As long as it doesn't hit that, you know, end of 2 weeks thing, because of course, when you have intercourse, it does tend to sort of shift things around. As it's much more closely packed in than you realise.
And so, is that an instant sort of moment? What will happen?
No, this is the problem. I think if you're on the constipated side, it tends to be a very much half in, half out situation quite often.
Right.
And I've really got into some terrible scrapes before with that, where it's just, well, you know, it's, as I say, it's hanging out
and wedged.
You can't.
And you've got the hotel sheets and what have you. And
yes.
That's. Yeah, it's tricky, but you know, that's what they're there for.
Very
nice
incident, actually, of that once in a beautiful hotel in Rye, which I would love to go back to, but I don't feel I can. I replaced the sheets.
What, you actually went out and bought some?
I bought some very, very nice Egyptian cotton.
Percale.
Yes, yes.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Percale.
Yes.
I do.
Yes,
that's
Italian.
I know Spanish and Italian. But unfortunately, they saw me trying to dispose of the soiled sheets because, of course, I was carrying that sort of quite a heavy,
big, bulky bag.
Anyway,
we've
always, we've gone off.
But very well, thank you, apart from that.
Good,
yeah.
Good. Always nice to be well.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, my husband shocked me in a good way recently by handing me a golden envelope on my birthday. I was so touched until I opened it. It was a voucher for a facelift. He says unless I do it, he's going to leave me for the woman he used to sleep with when I was going through chemo. What should I do? Sheila Cross from Coventry.
Oh, yes.
That's very tricky, isn't it? Because, I feel for John.
Yes, what a poor man. Goodness, what a terrible...
So he's gone through his wife having cancer. He's sought solace in another woman because he's a man and he needs some physical demonstration of affection and support,
which
clearly Sheila didn't feel she could give.
Because, of course, there's no reason why you can't continue very active and very enjoyable sex life whilst undergoing chemo with the right wigs and whatnot. There's no reason why you can't. She doesn't say why she's withdrawn her.
No, it sounds like a bit of a power trip, really, from Sheila. So I think in many ways him offering you, giving you a voucher for a facelift.
That's actually very kind.
It's very, very nice.
Yes.
And he's saying to you, look, you get this done, chum, and I will be there. It's a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer.
Really.
I don't understand, Sheila, what your problem is.
It's not just a facelift, is it? Looking here, he's wanting every feature to be different. The nose, the eyes, the mouth, the cheeks, the skin. He's wanting
the neck.
Almost different skin on her.
Yes, new ears, I see, has popped in there. Yes, okay. Okay, so it's extensive. And I noticed that actually, because she's popped a picture in of this lady that he slept with.
I mean, it's actually very
sweet. It's heartbreaking. It's adorable.
It is.
I mean, what he's saying is, I don't like your face, I don't like your ears, I don't like your neck, I don't like your chin, I don't like your cheeks. I like this lady's neck and cheeks and eyes and ears and nose and what have you. But I am prepared to put up with you if you adapt your face, neck, upper half.
Well, he could just say, you know what, mate?
Chum.
I'm off.
I'm off, chum.
I've got this new young lady. I've lived with you. I've lived through your cancer. I'd like something new.
I'm moving on. But he's making a grand gesture, a very noble grand gesture. And
he could be spending that money with his new lady on holidays, cruises, you know, trips to Tahiti.
Absolutely. And in fact, John, if you're listening, I wonder if it isn't worth considering that. John, I imagine it's John Cross, is it, if they're married? And he's probably also from Coventry. So John...
He's probably feeling quite cross as well, isn't
I would
he?
Imagine he probably is. Yes, he probably is. And I would say, understandably and rightly so. So, Sheila, I'm sorry, you're not going to get much back up here. But John, I would consider moving on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This next one is from Rachel Cragg.
Right.
She doesn't say where she's from.
Oh, that's a bit withholding, isn't it? I don't know. It makes me a little bit. Anyway, go on.
Immediately suspicious. Yeah.
A little bit.
We have twins and I'm struggling. I much prefer one to the other and I'm finding it harder and harder to disguise it.
Right.
My husband suggested we send one to boarding school, which makes me feel just so excited. But my mother-in-law thinks I'm being unfair.
Gosh, this is such a common problem, Rachel. Mm-hmm. Cragg, did you say? Mm-hmm. Rachel Cragg. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's not just twins. Many, many people prefer one child to another. Mm. It's a well-known fact.
But it's a sort of no-no to admit it.
It's a no-no. Mm. Now, you think about it. You go to work. You've got colleagues. Mm. You like one more than another.
Yes.
Is that a crime?
Mm.
I'd say no.
No.
Then how come it's so different with your own children?
Exactly. It's this sense that they're, you know, you're flesh and blood, so you've got to love them exactly the same, when in fact they're just two people.
Very different.
And two very different people.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, if you can think of your children more in terms of colleagues rather than children, life is a lot easier. Because, you know, look, Rachel Cragg, you're beating yourself up about this. What I would say is this is a normal and very common problem. I'm not sure. Well, I mean, Joan, well, you know Joan because you're one of twins, aren't you? Tell us a bit about your twin sister.
Well, of course, she passed away.
Yes, I know. How long ago was
Well, that was when she was in her teens.
Right. Oh,
and
yes.
It was very similar, actually, in that my mother wasn't that keen on her.
No. You know. And so when you say passed away, what remind me of the story there? It's rather a fun, I mean, it's a fun story, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
obviously. Which was the fun fair.
Yes, that's it. That's
On the big wheel.
Oh, yes.
And it was one of those things where it just sort of span off its axis.
Right, right.
She flew.
And was it to do, because there was something about, you had an umbrella, what was the...
Oh, yeah, I know. They like to think it was, you know, I was the evil twin.
That, yeah, yes.
No, you know, it was this thing, we used to double date. And the problem was, of course, is that her boyfriend liked me, as well as my boyfriend liking me. You always get the pretty twin and the ugly twin, and you know, she was all of that and more, and she was a bit of a, you
the
know,
ugly one.
Yes, and Mum used to say she was the runt twin.
Oh yes, runty. And her name was Bunty, wasn't it? So that was sort of...
Runty Bunty.
People used to just rub out the bottom of the bee and make it runty.
Exactly. By coincidence, my umbrella got caught within the workings of the big wheel. I'd been chatting to one of the fairground guys. You know, just sharing a fizzy pop. Mm. And it was raining and I dropped my brolly and the nib of it got caught.
Right.
And somehow it kind of... got the blame for dislodging the entire big wheel.
Oh, no.
And Bunty just flew off.
Right.
No one else was injured.
Right. Gosh. So freak accident.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you've had to live with some sense of...
Yes.
Shame from...
No, not shame. I mean, it was sad for Bunty. She's, you know, she had her good points.
But tragic for you, I think, Joan.
I think tragic when you get left with a bit of blame from people or a bit of judgment.
Yes, so, Rachel, coming back to you, not uncommon. Not uncommon.
No, I think really just get on with it.
Dear June and Jerrica, I recently left my wife for a younger woman and I'm having a great time.
Ah, now we've got somebody with a bit of fire and a bit of verve.
I see my old kids once a month, which feels about right. But my ex-wife is being a real bitch about everything, and I sometimes just wish she was dead. I wouldn't do anything, but I wish they'd all go away. Jed Bullendale from Guildford.
Well, there's a man with a little bit of spunk about him.
Yes, at least finally someone's got a bit of a get up and
go.
Well, Jed Bullendale, good for you, you know. Well done.
She I think does. Well done for being decisive and leaving the relationship
yeah.
and not getting weighed down with guilt and fear and all the rest of it.
And shame. All right, you've left your wife in probably financial disarray, probably lonely, probably unhappy, feeling rejected, probably unhappy with her body, for all we know, borderline suicidal. All right, she's not able to cope with the kids in the evenings. She's working during the day to make ends meet and coming home to clean up and make the dinner. All of that. But it's not going to help anybody if Jed Bullingdale spends too long feeling terrible.
Of course, because the fact is he's left.
Yeah.
So what's he going to do? Move into his new home. It's a very, very nice house by the looks of it.
Oh, that is lovely.
With his lovely young...
Guildford.
Haitian wife.
Very nice. Very nice. Beautiful. Gauguin, of course. Yes. Famously painted the... Was it? Yes, that was him, I think. Not sure. Anyway, very beautiful. Yeah. Lovely, lovely boobs.
New place. Fantastic boobs.
Put a picture of the boobs in next to the house.
Yes, well, her topless in Haiti, where they first met.
Wonderful.
When he was on business out there.
Wonderful.
So what's going to happen? Oh, he's going to go there and be in old mopey drawers.
No.
Or meet his kids.
He sees them once a month, for goodness sake, what more do you want?
You want happy dad, don't you? Dad who takes you for ice cream and buys you something in the arcade.
And you get a peek at the boobs every so often, you know, for the boys.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the other thing Jed can do is, if you're only seeing the kids once a month, and that already feels right to you, I think you can drop that further.
If you want.
And that will keep you away from her, if that's what...
Yeah, sort of about once every 6 months.
6 months or once a year.
Or once a year, yes.
That's enough. That's enough to be a dad.
Yeah. I mean, what's... Again...
We grew up with working fathers who were very much...
Absolutely.
Ghostly figures.
Very ghostly. Never really there.
No.
That suited everyone rather, actually.
Mm.
You know, my mother was able to take lovers whenever she wanted, which she did freely.
Mm. He needs to focus on his lovely new Haitian wife.
Yeah.
Yes,
we don't hear much... about how she's feeling.
She's young as well.
And she's very, very young. She doesn't...
She's 17.
She doesn't speak... She's 17 years old. She doesn't speak any English.
Jed is 56. She's 17.
Mm.
And he's done very well as well, because actually in this picture I can see he's wearing a wig.
Right. Right.
And he's not slim.
No, he's got a little poppity paunch there, hasn't he? Which I adore in a guy, by the way.
I do.
Yeah.
And something to grab onto.
Yeah. Yeah. Really lovely beer belly. It's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, I'm 68 and have met a wonderful man at my local church. He says everything's great between us, except for my fellatio technique. Any tips? Patricia Malharius, Newton Abbott.
Patricia Malharius, what a lovely wonderful name. Sounds like a novelist, doesn't she?
Or she does, or a Shakespearean character.
Mm.
Or indeed a little bit like malaria, an illness.
A sort of illness, yes.
But either way, well done.
Yes.
And well done at 68.
Goodness.
To have met a wonderful man.
Yes, good for you.
You don't see how old he is, but...
Is there a photo of the man?
Oh, yes, here we are.
Ah, yes, there we are. Yes. There we are, goodness. Yes, he looks substantially older, doesn't he?
He does. He's quite a withered fellow.
Yes, well, good.
But well done.
Yes, well done.
He's a man. You're a woman.
Indeed.
And you're looking into your fellatio technique. So I know this is a biggie for you.
It is, yes.
Jerrica, so fire away.
So, yes, firstly, with an older lady such as Patricia... what she will have experienced, as we talked about quite a lot on this show, is the atrophication of the vaginal area and the difficulty with which penetration takes place or doesn't. Now, obviously,
so do you think she's do you think she's probably not doing it down there and having to turn her mouth into a busy vagina?
Indeed. I mean, I think what we're looking at here also is that with the age of the gentleman, she doesn't say how old he is, but he looks to me sort of
late 90s,
maybe even early hundreds. People are living longer and longer, aren't they? And continuing to have active sex lives. Mm-hmm. You know, he may well not be able to, even with help, Viagra, what have you, may not be able to raise the penis to the level he will need to penetrate even a young and moist vagina. So what's happening now, obviously, is he is
asking quite rightly for fellatio, 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 as it's pronounced in Paris.
Fellatio, as we call it.
Indeed,
in
the original
Scotland.
And indeed, the original Greek pronunciation.
Thank you.
So, yes, any tips? Well, first and foremost, I'd say mouthwash.
Yes, a lady of that age is going to have a lot of detritus hanging around inside her mouth. It's a bit of a murky cave, isn't it?
Indeed.
By the looks of her picture, thank you for sending it, Patricia, she's got what I would call a very small but long mouth.
Indeed.
Goes back a long way, which is good for her,
yes.
her elderly partner.
Gent. Yes, absolutely.
But she's... They've got to be false teeth, I would imagine.
I would imagine, although some of them are badly chipped at the back. This
She's
is a
got a
thing.
Very, very small tongue. It's a bit like a parrot's tongue.
Indeed.
It's a bit grey and a bit pointed.
Indeed. And with some little green patches, which I'm not too happy about. I wonder if you might pop down to see a GP, Patricia, at some stage. You certainly don't want to be passing on any fungal infections and whatnot onto your gentleman caller. You know, at his age, it may well... polish him off. You don't want that. So
what I would say, just jumping the gun a little bit
yes.
here with tips, is I think deep throat is what everybody's after.
Yes.
And when we say deep throat, we don't really mean throat. We mean
no.
down the esophagus.
Indeed.
Really, if you're lucky, it depends on the size of the penis, but if you can get it as far down as almost touching the stomach
mm-hmm.
top, which is a lot higher than you think, so
yes.
it's not that alarming,
not
ladies,
so
please give it a go. It really is worth going that extra mile.
Indeed. And of course, when you say techniques, any tips, yes, you want to be practicing shutting down that gag reflex. It's a very natural reflex that we all have, but there are ways of working with that to minimise the gag. And as I
had a friend who had an operation to have it actually removed.
Yes, you can actually do that. You can have that completely removed and then you're very good to go. If you don't want to do that, and there may be reasons, I don't know, you know yourself better than we do, practising with carrots, practising with courgettes, practising with anything really that you can get down the back of your throat, forcing it down, and just breathing, relaxing, and just making sure that you're not gagging it back up.
Exactly. The gagging back up is an interesting one, because sometimes that can be very nice for the guy, because the esophagus is going into spasm and trying to, you know, a bit like, you know, a nice throbbing vagina
during
the highest phase of the climax.
Indeed, mimicking a
grasping vagina.
Indeed.
Now, the other thing, of course, I know is your big tip, I remember us discussing this over
yes.
a glass
oh,
of
yes.
bubbly.
Oh, goodness.
Is the biting.
Yes. So it's very pleasant for a man, particularly an older man who will have reduced feeling. A bit of nibbling right at the end of the tip. Some actual substantial biting.
Especially, as you say, reduced feeling. I think she could probably go in for some quite chunky bites.
Yes, and I think just if you can look up and if you can see his face when you're doing all of this, judge whether it's a wince of joy or displeasure.
One problem with a man of this age, of course, is you're liable to actually maybe bite the whole thing off if you're not careful.
Yes.
So I do think be careful.
Yes, do take
because
great care.
Because it's a more of a... It's not quite a crumbly penis, but it's heading in that direction.
Well, yes, it's drifting tissues that can actually sear off when you're biting. So you've got to be super careful on that score. But don't let that put you off. Give it a go, I'd say.
Well done, Patricia.
Yes, thank you for writing in.
Well, that's all we've got time for, unfortunately, although we would happily carry on 24/7 if we could, but
yes.
we're not Jesus Christ.
No.
However, we do have other things to
we
do.
We do have lives.
Unfortunately, I've got to scoot.
You have to, don't you, Joan? You're looking very smart.
Yes, well, I'm not actually off to court.
Yes, I was going to say, is this for
yes.
the hearing?
Yes, it is.
Good. Yes.
For those of you out there who want to know, some of you may recall that my husband, Ralph, suffered a cluster of strokes, mini strokes, which resulted in him being bedbound and lashing out quite a lot in the past few weeks, which I've kept a lid on my own personal troubles in dealing with that. But I've reached a point where, you know,
enough's enough,
and,
yes.
and everybody reaches their limit, don't they?
Yes, I think so, and I think you've had a wonderful. Team around you, I know, Joan.
Well, Mahmoud has been there.
Mahmoud has been there, and your PA.
Well, she's not great, Stephanie, let's be honest. She's actually in Padstow at the moment.
Oh, is she?
On another holiday.
Again?
Yes.
Goodness me.
I think she's got a gentleman friend down there or something, but whatever.
Well,
it's,
she's not,
I'm
got
not,
a,
not got a clean sexual history, has she, Stephanie? No. Which was one of the worries when you took her on, I think.
Neither has she got a clean bill of health, which is also a worry for me, just because I don't want some sickly lady in charge of my affairs. Thank you very much.
No, absolutely. And perhaps you'd be better off seeing her off as well at the same time as...
I'm a bit stuck with that, to be honest, because, of course, she's my friend's daughter, so you're suddenly left in this rather awkward bind where you've got this lolloping lass meant to be your PA. Mm. And, she's not really representative physically of what I want as my forefront person.
No, it's got to be
she's no glamorous.
No, she's absolutely not. Lolloping is absolutely the word. She's quite a hefty, galumphing sort of a girl, isn't she? And doesn't take much care of herself.
Well, she's pigeon-toed and a little bit... Our eyes are a wee bit meeting in the middle, aren't they, at times? I mean, they go back to centre as and when, but...
Yes, absolutely. And if she'd only wash her hair every so often, that would be a great boon, wouldn't it?
Anyway, enough about Stephanie. Yes. I've reached, my limit with Ralph.
Saturation
point. I'm soaked through to the bone.
Yes, you
and
are.
I'm filing for divorce, basically.
Mm, quite right.
So that I can get that sorted out.
Yes.
And if he does come round from the coma, I'm in a better position.
Indeed, yes. You've put up with an awful lot. You've put up and you've shut up, and now it's time to just get up, isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
Not Ralph, obviously, because he can't. But finally, Joan, well done today.
Yeah, well, Mahmood was the final push for me.
Yes.
Because he actually said that he was thinking about me in that way.
Yes.
And that sort of gave me such a boost.
Absolutely. That sort of pushed you over the stile.
Yes.
I, meanwhile, will be plodding along and settling.
You're still doing your TED Talks.
I'm going to be doing my TED Talks and some Fred Talks as well, actually, and some bed talks. I do bed talks as well.
I love that angle you've taken there.
Yes.
I think that's lovely. It's so personal. Obviously, you charge quite a large fee, but why not?
Absolutely. You get dinner. You get a gift at the end. So
is that like a going home present?
Indeed, yes, absolutely. With a little one of my books. I've got 5 books on depression, as you know. Mm. It's one of those,
and they're all only slightly different from each other.
Absolutely. So you'll get one of those, and they're pretty much much for muchness.
What's fascinating, of course, people say, is neither yourself nor myself have suffered from depression.
No.
How can we or you particularly comment on it?
Yes.
What's
yes.
your
well,
response?
Well, I've written 5 books is my response.
Absolutely.
And they sold very, very well.
Thank you.
There's been a bit of a dip now, but that's neither here nor there. That's just to do with New Thoughts and Scientology and so forth.
Well, a lot of people are saying depression's due to inflammation, aren't they? That the brain's inflamed, the body's inflamed, everything's inflamed.
Yes, there's lots of inflammation and that's caused
depression.
Do you
agree with that?
No, that's nonsense. It's nothing to do with information. It's everything to do with
attitude.
Absolutely. And how parents bring up children nowadays. Mm-hmm. It's causing enormous depression.
But I know when Cardinal wrote her little booklet,
her response.
Exactly. Upon your view and saying that, and she said you'd cause her depression.
No, that's nonsense. I mean, looking at it from Cardinal's point of view, if I caused her depression, it was because I cared too much about her.
Mm.
And incidentally, I didn't cause her depression. Let's make that clear. Mm. I was an extremely hands-on mum, albeit from a distance, Cardinal's made some difficult choices in life. And I'm unfortunate, if you make those difficult choices, you can end up badly depressed. It's happened to her. She, incidentally, has refused to read my books. So I don't know how she can possibly have published this response to my book, because she's never really read any of the books.
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal matter, which probably I shouldn't go into here. Anyway, we will be off air.
Very sad about that. Indeed.
Short.
Looking forward to
future.
My jollies.
Yes, well, you're going to have a wonderful time. And keep checking our website, which is being built, I think they say, as we speak. And you will hear more from us in due course.
God bless.
God bless you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.